We've talked about city-county merger before, and from what you've said to me, you feel like there's a whole bunch of other issues before we even talk about it, and you have to do some pre-work before you enter the marriage. One of the things, though, that I foresee happening is that Rex Singfeld, who is very much for some sort of merger, may fund a statewide initiative that basically bypasses the idea of the city and the county are the only people to decide. If that occurs during your mayorship, will you politically oppose that move? Because both Mayor Slay and former executive Charlie Dooley have always promised that if there's any sort of merger, it would be solely a city and a county decision. What would happen if it was taken statewide in your mayor?
Well, I think that the people that are most impacted by it should make that decision. It would be the people of the city of St. Louis and the people in St. Louis County. Now, that being said, the challenge with a city-county merger is the political capital it takes to get there. And I think we're almost living in fairy tale land if we really believe that the county would muster the political capital that it would need to merge with the city, because you know, obviously, when you know a lot of the holdup for city county merger for the people who live in the county is when they look at our data and our statistics and say, well, look, St. Louis, we don't want to, you know, take on another municipality. I mean, there's 90 municipalities in the county.
And there's different proposals too. One is just the city joins as a municipality. There's been this idea pushed by the Post-Dispatch that we'd have one giant city,
huge
county city.
Huge uni government.
Which
I'm not going to be candid here.
I don't see that ever happening because I don't see Chesterfield and Wildwood and Webster Groves willfully dissolving on their own.
Exactly.
But this is going to be a discussion during the race. I mean, can you just kind of also just explain your general philosophy towards this issue beyond my specific question I just mentioned before?
My philosophy on this issue is that at the end of it all, whether we have a city-county merger or not, St. Louis City, our problems, our challenges are our problems, our challenges. We are going to have to address those directly, whether it's public safety, whether it's education, whether it's economic empowerment and growth. We're going to have to address those directly, whether we're part of a city or county. But in the interim, whether we do a city-county merger or not, what we can begin to do today is enter into cooperative agreements on all of those major line items and departments so to begin to derive the benefits of a city-county merger today, right? We can begin to do those things. And we need to do those things in a very public manner so that people at the end of it, they can look back and say, guess what? The world did not end because we came together and had a unified police academies across city and county, that we were able to merge some of our emergency services, right?